the west of Central Asia, a formidable menace was lodged as Mongol hordes despoiled all that came before them in brutal display that caused grown men to weep, the kings to stop laying, and other grown men to stop laying chickens. Now you too shall know fear as we present the tale of the terrifying and mighty Genghis Khan.
Halt! Who goes there, friend or foe?
Foe!
What?
Sorry, friend!
Show yourself, friend!
Greetings! I wish to join the army of the mighty Genghis Khan.
Is that so?
Yes, for months I have heard tales of his savagery and bloodthirstiness. I would be honored to lay down my life in his service.
He approaches now. Bow down, Kerr, before he who crushes all opposition and would think nothing of cleaving your head from its ignoble shoulders. Our warlord and leader, Genghis Khan!
Well, settle doing settle.
My lord, we must toast your return to the dread lord Genghis Khan. Huzzah!
Huzzah!
I'm not touching that without your slavers, Alred. I'll get the jandies, oh.
There's no need for personal abuse, my lord.
Do shut your face.
As you wish, my lord.
Then are you mak me angry? You wouldn't like me if I'm angry. Or maybe you would. as a boy.
My lord, I present a young man bent in supplication.
Oh, me. I think you should just get up with your duties now, soldier.
As you wish, my lord.
Was a naffa lunatic, and I was shouting and stamping. Oh, my ears is just deadling, so now. So, what can I do for you?
I wish to join your army, my lord, for you are the mighty Genghis Khan, who once slaughtered 300 Turks in unarmed combat and used their skulls as goblets from which to drink their blood.
What is Gadziat? What's he been telling you, that blather of dirt? He just lets his imagination run wild.
But my lord, you for months you have ridden across the plains. Your name is a legend.
Wakir. Genghis Khan. Well, legend a wee secret, my lord. Genghis Khan, eh? I didn't even have a sword, you can. I've only got a wee chopper.
So you are not a merciless warlord?
Never. I'm an interior designer.
An interior designer?
Oh, aye. I am the Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen of Ulaanbaatar, you can. I can do things with a bit of a Persian silk that would just make you greet, you can. Oh. That started when the Emperor was throwing a wee bit of a cheese and wine to celebrate me doing up his throne room, you can. Oh, should have seen it. Fuchsia, pink and cream organza. Lovely. Now, I'd a bit of your much of the all fallen dunes, you should care. And then a wee bit of a hater. The next thing I knew, I'd run the Emperor through with a wee brawl off the top of my pina colada. Next thing I kent, I was being carried up high by all these rough men of the size they were, you see? All these rough men, you see, and I was protesting at the top of my voice. Oh, my lungs were just fit to burst, they were. But to no avail. And that was me installed as their warlord and master.
But my lord, they tell tales of you marauding from village to village, looting and raping.
Near raping. Draping. Draping bitties of chintz and crepe de chine, you care? Now, you see those tenty things that the folk do in a hell living?
Buryats.
No, they're deaf. Oh, but they're half They're Arthur Basic, you can. Arthur Basic. Arthur Bear Magnolia Walls. Well, they're Arthur for Magnolia Mongolia, you can. We died in some Arthur Bony things. With some warren colours and floral designs, you can. Fit thanks if I get? Neen. Just a lot of nasty gossip. I'm always in trouble for the folk that live down the hill.
You mean the village people?
Oh no, they liked me fine. That's for you, Malone. I mean, if you cannot do any fancy things with a length of taffeta, then you're no use to me.
But my lord, you cannot cast me out. I have travelled many miles to find your camp.
I am fit, I am.